Today on Flashpoints, Haiti's special correspondent Kevin Pina, arrested by Death Squad police and facing grave dangers in Haiti. We are extremely troubled about what happened today in Haiti. Our Flashpoint special correspondent, Kevin Pina, was in fact arrested, last I understood, joining us to talk about the situation and what's happening there is Marguerite Laurent. She is with the Haitian Lawyers Leadership Council. She's been on the phone now trying to track the situation. Marguerite, welcome to Flashpoints.
Thank you, Dennis. Thank you very much.
Well, it's good to have you with us. It's a bad day for this country and for Haiti, and a bad day for Kevin Pina. He was arrested, I guess, in John Jew St. Clair's church. Tell us about it.
Yes, around 5 o'clock, I got a phone call saying that there were Haitian police in the presbytery where the children are fed, around where the children are fed, that's connected to the church, and that the Haitian police had come in with a judge, justice of the peace, and these men are dressed all in black, of course, with the black mask. And they started searching all over, basically intimidating the people at the church, the children that were happened to be there in the yard. And basically, from the report that we got from Jean Ristil, who's a correspondent that we always work with in Haiti, He basically said he was inside the presbytery with Kevin Pina, and at a certain point in time, I think Kevin probably was asking them questions. This is what I've got in terms of the report. He was in the middle of the event as he was reporting it. There was a lot of yelling. There was a lot of people in the background. But from the information he gave, he said that someone from the police, Haitian police, came up to Kevin and basically said, "You and your California people are causing us just trouble." I got that. Hold on a second. And, yeah, I'm sorry, I have somebody else on the other line. So this is what I got in terms of information. The police that came in one car. We got their license number is 0879.
0879, that's the license plate of the police that came to arrest Kevin.
Yes. That's, and apparently, I'm not saying that they came to arrest Kevin, but when Kevin and other journalists started questioning them, asking them what they were doing at the Father Jean Juste's place, they felt offended by the questions, and apparently they singled out Kevin to put under arrest. Now they put him under arrest around, I would think, between 5:30 and 6. They were still searching the presbytery, inside the church, in the grounds, while he was there. So it was only maybe about half an hour ago that I learned that not only had they arrested Kevin, but they also arrested Johnny Steele, who's been giving us information and who works directly with Haiti Information Project, also with Kevin. And they were put in a car, that same car, the 0879 police car. They're out of the commissariat, out of Delma, which is the police station in the area of where Father Jean-Just has his church. That's all we know at the moment. We were told that Minister was not there, although I don't have a confirmation for that. But we know definitely that Kevin has been one of the individuals who have rightly pointed out that Minister is part of the problem and not the answer, that it was Minister actually...
You mean the UN? Those are the UN forces, yes.
Yes, the UN forces. So basically when we got this thing, this information about what they were doing, at first it was that they were searching Father Jean-Juste's place, and there were children there. So that was the first report that we got.
And didn't they were searching, they arrived, I guess, with an investigative judge. They had a warrant. They said they were searching for guns, but they were also destroying the place, right?
Yeah, they were basically destroying the place. I mean, that's basically the first kind of cry for help we got out of Haiti, is that they were destroying the place. There were children in the area. This was the church. And the people in Haiti basically said to us, you know, we want the Haitian Lawyers Leadership to sound out your lawn that what they're doing is that since Lava lost and the majority of the people have called a bluff with respect to the elections and said, listen, you want us to go to elections? We will. Here's our candidates. Take them, get them out of jail. So they basically said to us that they think that they're trying to, because they have nothing on Father Zanger, they basically arrested him for a kidnapping that happened while he was in Miami. One of the other charges is that he was the priest for the National Palace, and he was given a contingent of security people. He signed for their guns, these security people. Now, his lawyer a week ago said that, and they basically came in, and Minister was holding him the day that they took him out of the church, where he got the beat down, along when he was there with Bill Quigley, American lawyer.
Yes.
That day, it was Minister that arrested Père Jean-Just. Basically, they brought him to the police station, and he's never been free since. One of the things they were talking about was guns that were not returned after the coup d'etat. Well, the thing is, Mario Joseph, his Haitian lawyer, has said that, he signed for those because he had a security detail. Those security detail are still working for the coup d'etat government, still have their guns, so he doesn't know what they're talking about. So we believe that they basically came in today looking to plant some information, because obviously Claude Jean-Just has been in jail before. His place has already been checked a couple of times. This is another part of their terrorist actions. And in the process of all of this, Kevin and Jean-Yves Steele, to the best of our knowledge, those are two that were arrested today and taken away in this car that they came in to do, we don't know, God knows what, at Father Jean-Just's place.
Do you have any more information about, you mentioned that the police said they were sick or they were tired of Kevin's California friends causing trouble? Is there anything more on that?
Yeah, I tried to go back to the tape so I can hear it specifically, but I couldn't get in time to hear it. But if my memory serves me correctly, in the tape that we tape of Jean-Louis Steele, while they were holding Kevin, and he was on the phone with us, surrounded by both, men in black, who were destroying Père Jean-Just's church and presbytery, what he said was that they told Kevin he was a troublemaker, and that his people in California have been troublemakers for them. I heard him say the word California, and I heard him say troublemaker.
You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. That's the voice of Marguerite Laurent. She works with the Haitian Lawyers Leadership Council. We are talking about the fact that Kevin Pina and other members, Jean Justel, and other members of our special investigative team, the team that's making information available nowhere else in this universe, is now been arrested. How much danger could Kevin and Jean be in?
Oh, they're in extreme danger. I mean, this they're in extreme danger. The bloodbath that's been happening in Haiti, Haitians have never seen this. I mean, since the days of slavery, we have never seen this. We didn't see this under Duvalier. We didn't see this even under the first coup d'etat. Under the first coup d'etat, within a period of 3 years, they had killed between 5,000 to maybe 7,000 people. Under this coup d'etat, within the space of 4 months, they had already killed that many people. And right now we're going up to 15,000 Haitians dead. And this is all supervised by the UN troops and by US. And right now they have Timothy Carney, the head of the Haiti Democracy Project, one of the chief architects of this coup d'etat, along with Roger Noriega and Foley, and that former Ambassador Foley. They're the ones down, he's the one down there in Haiti. They have come to do what they've always wanted to do. This is, to us, Haitians, this is the contingent of Napoleon's army that have come back basically to re-enslave us, and they will do it by any means necessary. They've shown us one of the things that we stand in unity with Kevin, though there's a lot of white liberals who actually somehow believe that the UN is there to save Haiti. We know for a fact that the UN's there only to massacre the people and maintain the rule of Group 184 and the neoconservative interests of the Bush administration. That's all they are there to do, and they have proven that on July 6th when they went alone without any Haitian police, massacred the people down there, and they are planning right at this moment. And this is one of the things that Kevin certainly has been working on. He's that lone voice in the wilderness out there who has been saying that they are going to attack Cité Soleil again, Jordanian police with urban so-called warfare expertise are gathering together to break the people of Haiti. And this is what's going on at the moment. Kevin is in extreme danger. These guys have absolutely, you know, they came to power through force. They maintain that power through force, and they have proven they will kill. Definitely, they will kill for it.
All right, Marguerite, we have 30 seconds. Tell us what people can do, what you think the best thing is for people who want to continue supporting the Flashpoint's troublemakers.
I think, you know, it's really hard for me to go say call minister because, you know, they're part of the problem. But you know what? We have to have hope. And that's what Father Jean-Jacques is always saying, that there's some decent people someplace. So the most important thing is for the people of the United States to raise the alarm, to say that Kevin, who has been out here for 10 years, is now arrested on nothing. We know that they can kill. We know that they will blame it on Haitians. But we know who's going to give the orders.
Is there a number?
Oh, minister. Oh, darn it.
Okay.
I don't have it off the
We're going to put
head,
it up on our website. I'm sorry.
My website. They can go to my website or Haiti
yes.
Action Committee. They will find the numbers on my website under... Just go to MarguerriteLaurent.com, go under the law section, and you'll see contact information for minister.
And HaitiAction.net will also have that information as well.
Absolutely, without a doubt. And we have to ring the alarm. We have to get both Jean-Louis Steele out of there and Kevin.
All right. Thank you, Marguerite Laurent, Haitian Lawyers Leadership Council, doing great work. We're going to stay right with this story. Thank you so much.
Dennis. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
And we will never forget what's happening to Kevin. We'll stay right with him.